Listen, we know where we're going into. It'll be certainly a battle. It was a battle if it was one team going down with three teams going down. It's triple that battle. But, you know, it's probably... It's more difficult than last year, obviously. It's probably even more difficult. You know, we found it difficult to get promoted. We went up by the skin of our teeth. We found it more difficult to stay up last year. And it'll be obviously more difficult again if that is possible to try and stay in the division. But, yeah, obviously, we're looking at it. We're looking forward to it. The sooner we get started, the better. Because, you know, the off-season isn't a great place for managers or for coaches. It's a matter of getting up and running. The sooner it starts, probably see what happens, the better. Yeah.
How did you feel when it was unveiled that three teams were going to go down? Did you think to yourself, after all the work we've done, the legs have been swept out from under us? Like, what are they doing? They're making it impossible for clubs like Harps. Or how did you feel?
I don't understand the reasonings for it. Maybe I'll find out today. Like, as I said before, there I have been involved in underage committees up in Abbotsford, and I see Martin Russell there who's involved in it, and a lot of lads from different walks of life. And, you know, any decision we made, we thrashed it out, the pros and the cons. You know, I'm taking off my Finn Harps hat here. I don't know the reasons for it. If you know, maybe I'll find out today.
Yeah.
But, you know, they tried it before, it didn't work. Now they're doing it again. Now, listen, maybe there are reasons out there, but I don't know them.
Has it had an effect on the lads? Is it something you talked about? Has it kind of cast a shadow over the club before the season even begins?
Well, look, come here. I think it was announced on the whatever date it was, and before Christmas there, the 22nd or 21st of December. That's 2 months ago. I think we've moved on. Look, if one team went down, Oisín, we were prime candidates for it. To a certain degree, it might take the pressure off, but we know we're in a battle. If one team went down, we were in a battle. If it was two, we're in a battle. Obviously, with three, we're in a huge battle, but at least we're expecting it. Maybe some bigger clubs than Finn Harps will end up in that battle that mightn't expect it.
Yeah. You know? Does it in some way act as a motivator? Might it actually be in some ways a good thing? Because last year you were thinking finish 11th we'll be alright, or finish 10th even better, whereas now the lads will want to propel themselves, and we've seen it that you got some big results, you went on some good runs.
Yeah, look, we had a great season last year. You know, we had a bad spell obviously, but we finished third from bottom on whatever amount of points we had, 31 or 32 points. But even that this year coming won't be good enough. You know, so, yeah, we certainly will fight. You know, realistically, you know, you're looking at teams in the division with bigger budgets. And, you know, it tends to finish that way. If that's the way it finishes, obviously, yeah, we'd be in bother. I think that the worry we have is that so long as we don't drift away early and stay in it competitively to the end. And even if we go down in that case, maybe not the worst of seasons. But yeah, it's hugely difficult. But whether one went down or three went down, we'll battle. You know, we certainly will do that, actually. You know.
Have you been able to make the changes to your squad that you wanted to make?
We took in some decent lads and we wanted to get in. Unfortunately, Oisín, we lost a few that we didn't want to lose.
Yeah.
And really, if we had kept what we had and added to it like we did, yeah, we'd have, you know, maybe a better chance then. We lost a few that we didn't want to lose for different reasons, and really we'd kind of equalise it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, but look, we'll see, Oisín. Stranger things have happened, but it would need to be strange. That would be, you know.
What would be a good 2017 for Ollie Horgan and Finn Harps?
Finn Harps is all I'll answer for, because that's all, you know, that's a bother here. I think realistically, if we can stay in the battle right till the end, whatever way it goes, then I think would be a success. If we fall away early, obviously that's, you know, what we fear, and what we don't want to happen. But as I said, realistically, if we, whether we stay up or not, if we're fighting and right at the end of the season, in the last game of the season, if we still have a chance to win that last game and stay up, we would grab that with open arms. But that itself would be a huge achievement, Oisín.